Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and director for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety in Orlando, Florida. And today we've got a young man with us, Jamie Beckett. And Jamie's got several titles. And let's talk about some of those titles, Jamie. Welcome to Managing Safety and to the studio here. Tell me about some of those titles.
Well, thank you, Obi. It's a pleasure to be with you. And I must admit, it started out as a joke, but it's turned out to be true. When somebody asks me what I do for a living, I have to tell them it depends on what time it is. Sometimes I'm a CFI, much of the time I'm a writer, and probably the overriding career choice I've got right now is I'm a city commissioner in the city of Winter Haven, Florida.
And we're going to talk more about that last one, about the city commission and Central Florida at Winter Haven a good bit. But you say you're a writer. Who do you write for? What type of writing do you do?
Well, I'm a managing editor at flightmonkeys.com, and I'm one of the founders of that website, which is a blog and a podcast. I write for Glime Publications. I do a number of the online courses and books I contribute, and I answer much of their email when people write in with questions. I did write a novel called Burritos and Gasoline, which unfortunately has not sold enough copies to buy me a new house. But it's just something I got into, frankly, as a CFI. I started writing instructional columns, and it took off from there.
And you were telling me you do a weekly also about the political environment in aviation?
I do. I write a weekly blog for General Aviation News called Politics for Pilots. Many of them end up as columns in the print publication, but every week through generalaviationnews.com, under their blogs list, there's a Politics for Pilots edition. And basically, it's because I've got the unusual position of being a really enthusiastic aviation advocate, and I hold elective office. So I have the ability, in a town where we own an airport, frankly, I have the ability to actually do something beneficial for aviation.
And, of course, the General Aviation News are the good folks that help us with the dailies at Sun and Fun.
Oh, they're terrific. Yes, they are. And Ben Sclair, just terrific outfit.
Great. We're going to move from, of course, you're a pilot and they're in Winter Haven. And let's get a thumbnail sketch of what you're working on now, I guess primarily from the commissioner point of view.
Well, I've been really lucky. We have Gilbert Field in Winter Haven, which is a terrific uncontrolled field, or the official term is non-towered airport. I still call it uncontrolled because I'm old-fashioned.
You're out of control!
But it's a really unique place. We have two paved runways, 4,000 feet and 5,000 feet, and we have Jack Brown's seaplane base right next door. So while I've always been an advocate for the airport, as an elected official, I started to see an opportunity to really expand beyond the city boundaries and start talking very seriously about the benefits of aviation from an economic development standpoint. It really is an industry, and unlike, warehousing or something,
right,
you often don't have anybody in city politics who actually understands how aviation works. So I've been able to really bring aviation to the other commissioners. As a matter of fact, we got one of the commissioners to fly in a Stearman out of our airport. He had never flown in a general aviation airplane, and I'll tell you, it completely changed his view of GA.
Was that the Stearman based there at the terminal building?
Across the field.
Oh,
we have five Stearman at Gilbert Field.
Okay.
We have an embarrassment of riches.
Okay, great. Yeah, there's a couple of operators right there, and I think Pappy's just opened his restaurant there.
Pappy's restaurant, yeah. If you're not afraid of cholesterol or calories, Pappy's is your place. I just ate there the other day. It is great.
Yeah, Rod, I believe it is. He was over there on Drainfield Road in Lakeland for many years, and I'm went over there to see them the other day, and they weren't quite open yet, so I'm going to have to be over there and have breakfast with them again.
Well, I got to tell you, Rod Hamlet is the owner of Pappy's Grill, and my personal history with him goes way back. He was in the Marines and an aircraft mechanic. Rod is the guy who taught me to drive rivets.
Really?
When I was working on my A&P certificates, Rod was one of my instructors.
Let's get back a little bit about this project you're into. It's
sure.
not just Winter Haven, but who else is involved in this coalition?
Well, we're calling it the Polk Aviation Alliance, but I don't think it'll be ultimately limited to Polk. But we have Lake Wales, Winter Haven, Bartow, and Lakeland all have airports, municipally owned
right.
airports in Polk. And just for context, Polk County is considerably larger than Rhode Island. It's almost as big as Delaware. So it's basically a state. We also have Sun and Fun and Fantasy of Flight, which are both big aviation attractions. So it became clear to me, and fortunately, I've gotten a lot of support on this now, by basically throwing in together and forming an alliance where we can help promote each other. We can show our strengths to the outside world, because as you know, Obi, every airport is distinctly different, has its own personality. For instance, Lakeland has 9,000 feet of runway. They can handle commercial traffic, and they do now through direct air. Winter Haven is uncontrolled, but has a seaplane base.
Right.
Bartow has parallel runways and a tower. They're all completely different facilities. And Lake Wales has skydiving.
Right.
So by knowing what each other has, what operators and facilities are there, we can help promote each other. Rather than just saying, oh, no, we don't do that here, we can send somebody to our neighbor down the road.
Sure, and Fantasy of Flight right there, which is a large aviation
yeah.
attraction. And
Kermit Weeks' place, just right. terrific.
With the young people, and they've seemed like they've always got something going on. But it's wonderful to see that you're working together and telling everybody, well, it's not here, but you can go down the road just a little bit or fly just a couple of minutes, and you'll be there. I know it's a lot, real time-consuming and... To create allowance like this, but why are you doing this? How are you doing this?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer. We're just outside the first 100 years of aviation, and I'm not sure the public really gets it yet. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. Aviation touches all of our lives. I use the example often. If I buy an Apple product online, an iPod or an iPhone or an iPad,
right.
it comes from Shenzhen, China. But because of aviation, it's at my house in Central Florida in 4 days. Aviation affects all of us, no matter if you're involved in it or not. By forming the alliance, we widen our market. We open up to the larger Rolodex of everyone involved, and we start having people who maybe weren't interested in what's happening at Lakeland Airport because it's so big and intimidating, but they're really intrigued by what's happening at Bartow. So we get to expand the audience a bit. And frankly, it doesn't take a lot of money, Obi. It takes a lot of time, effort, people putting in volunteer hours, and that's cheap. It has a payoff.
Well, that was the next question. I said, what's the biggest challenge to this organization that you're putting together? Is it funding?
You know, funding's a factor, and it's always nice to have, but it really is participation. I'll give you an example. You brought up Fantasy of Flight. That's a wholly privately owned facility. Kermit Weeks personally owns that.
Right.
Now, I've gotten involved with Boy Scout Aviation Days over there where we work on the Boy Scout Aviation
right.
Merit Badge. We've had 500 kids on the field at one time, and they run through several stations, and we have CFIs there and AMPs there, and these kids come away with a real understanding. Now, you could never do that on a municipally owned field with a tower. You can't get 500 kids out on the
right.
ramp. But by being able to expose them at the private facility and then letting them know places like Pappy's are there, you don't have to be a pilot. You can just
right.
run out to the airport, grab a Coke, watch the planes go around and meet a pilot, maybe get a ride. That participation, both from the facilities and from the people who work at those facilities, is critical. And we really are making inroads there. I see big success on the horizon.
So you're saying rather than the money, it's the personal involvement of the individuals involved. And I guess you from an elected or appointed official, then you're the one that's creating that personal involvement by talking to people. So there's a lot of talking going on in there.
There is. And, you know, you got to take that elected position seriously. There's something that happens when somebody in elective office lends their support to something.
Right.
And actually... it's not just sending a letter, but actually shows up, gets down in the trenches, you know, does whatever needs. I'll walk the ramp and pick up FOD. I'll do whatever has to happen out there. But if I can get a bunch of kids and their parents to come out to the airport who have never been there before and realize the Civil Air Patrol is available to you, the Boy Scouts work, and frankly, that pilots are a minority. There are a lot of careers in aviation that have nothing to do with getting into the cockpit.
Right.
We've got a shot if we can widen the market of enthusiasts so more and more people are feeling predisposed towards aviation rather than thinking, oh, it's too expensive, it's too loud, we could build a golf course there.
That sounds like the military approach. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here for just a minute. We'll be right back with you with Managing Safety with Jamie Beckett to talk more about a coalition of airports and entities throughout Central Florida in just 1 minute.
Now, let's rejoin O.B. Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to Managing Safety. This is O.B. Young, and we're in Orlando, Florida at the studio here, and we're talking with Councilman Jamie Beckett. Of course, he's also a writer. He's a pilot, an entrepreneur, and a web developer, and a little bit of everything. Do you do Windows, too?
No, sir. I draw the line there.
Okay. But you are working at in an entity in aviation where we were talking with the folks with Hangar Chat the other day and also the folks from England, from GASFO, it seems like there's a similarity in a lot of people involved in aviation. It's the passion for the event. Not necessarily that they have to be a pilot or a mechanic, but they can be anything. And you were talking about the Boy Scouts before the break here. And it sounds like there's a lot going on in aviation for Polk County. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, there actually is a lot going on for aviation in Polk County, and I'm thrilled about it because I consider myself very lucky. I am a pilot and a CFI. I have my AMP, so I actually was one of the guys who worked on restoring the Liberty Bell, the B-17 burned this past year.
Sure.
We have tremendous advantages here in Polk County, which is right smack dab in the center of the state. It's between Tampa and Orlando. It's right in the middle. We have terrific weather. We've got a great environment. I always joke it's a great place to learn to fly because you can't get lost.
Yeah, right.
Turn east or west till you see the ocean. Turn north or south, there will be an airport there.
Right.
But, you know, we have sun and fun here. The second largest aviation event in North America happens in Polk County. We've got so many natural advantages, OB. It just would be unconscionable to ignore that and not try to develop it to the potential it could be.
Not to throw a ringer on you, but back in my days with the FAA, I just retired, as you know, last year from the agency, from Apalachicola River down to Lake Okeechobee, which is the district we were working in then. We had 788 airports and heliports and helistops within that area. It's just incredible the amount of activity. There's only like a little less than 100 public use type airports, but like we were talking about Kermit's Place and the other private fields there, the weather is always good, and as you know, back once again from the FAA, we certificate somewhere between 15 and 18% of all the U.S. airmen in the world in Central Florida.
Well, there's a reason that the military did so much training here during World War II. There are so many natural advantages to flying in Central Florida. It's just, I've never seen anything like it anywhere, and that's why I'm here.
In fact, some of the airports we've been talking about, like Lakeland, where they did training, and Bartow, where they did training. Vandenberg, I don't disagree.
Yep. They did Vandenberg did as well.
Oh, wow. Vandenberg, which is now not called Vandenberg. It's called
North Tampa Executive.
And if you go into the Tampa and the St. Petersburg area, there's several small airports around there. And, of course, the military over there with MacDill, where my son's working there with the United States Army. Hello, OB2. Stay safe, guy. But, you know, we're glad for all the different air forces and Marines and the Army and the Navy to be using Florida as a training ground. It's a tremendous place. And we have people from all over the world in training here. From China and South and Central America and Europe, as you know, it's a huge draw for people because of the weather, because of the economy. But let's talk a little bit more about what else we're doing here in Polk County. You know, is this just for aviation, just for airplane pilots or what?
No, you know, well, let me bring up an odd subject that might seem a little off the beaten path, which is a workforce academy.
Okay.
Polk County, Florida has really been sort of a pioneer in the sense of we have a fellow named John Small who headlines the Workforce Academies, which is where you take a private company or industry who partners with a public school in order to create an educational program that translates directly to jobs later on. In Lakeland, for instance, they have the Power Academy. the electrical utility partners with the schools, but they also have the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. Any kid in Polk County, when they get high school age, can go to that high school. It's right across the street from Sun and Fun. And they can get training in aviation careers. They do their normal high school things, but they can get into avionics. They can get into A&P. There will eventually be a pilot program. And where this really gets exciting is now Polk State College, a four-year college in Polk County, right in the center of the state, is going to be instituting two-year aviation degree programs starting next year.
And back up and tell me that again now.
Polk State College
is going to be located where?
It is currently located right in Polk County. There's a branch in Winter Haven and a branch in Lakeland.
Oh, really?
And they'll be instituting two-year aviation programs, so you can get an associate's degree starting next year.
Wow.
After that, they'll be instituting a four-year aviation program. So if you're from Wyoming, you could come to Florida to do high school if you chose to get your college education in aviation, whether that's as a pilot or as an administrator, and then go on out into the workforce with real world training that would help you.
And in the meantime, the rest of your family can run over to Disney or...
you know, that's one of the things that's really terrific here, and people really do that. You'll see it out at Jack Brown Seaplane Base, where someone will come in to get their rating, and the rest of the family will go to Legoland or Disney or Universal. And I'm looking forward to the day when I meet the mom and dad who switch off.
Right.
One gets the rating while the other's with the kids, and then they switch.
and Legoland, I think that's one of the employment things. I think we just hired 1,000 people out there.
1,000 people at Legoland. And I'll tell you, they like actually having the aviation activity because you get an aerial tour of the neighborhood. We also have a large development, commercial development called The Landings going in Winter Haven. And the developer has actually started talking to us about putting seaplane ramps in right in front of the hotels.
Okay. Well, the Seaplane Pilots Association, I think Steve
McCaughey,
easy for you to say. we did a show a while back. In fact, we owe him another show here because he has been traveling throughout the United States promoting the Seaplane Pilots Association. And he lives there, I guess on the lake there, and I'm sure he's excited about the landings, if you would. Other than the economic development and the workforce, like we call this in the Florida Motion Picture and Television Association, it's the resources that we're developing here in Florida to keep Florida green, I guess is the best way to say it, to keep work in Florida. So, yes, you can get the experience, you can get the knowledge here, but then you have to go somewhere else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like everybody has to go to Hollywood to make the pictures. And actually, we started that in the state of Florida up in Jacksonville with Norman Studios there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot here in Florida that can be done in aviation. You don't really have to leave. Of course, we've got airlines coming in here, and I guess the Orlando International said they had the second busiest airport in the United States during Thanksgiving. And I think normally it's number 8 or 9 or something like that. But between Orlando, Tampa, and Lakeland's coming up, they're doing some other unique things at Lakeland. I think you're aware of that little farm out there that they've got with the...
Yeah, there's actually a solar farm at Lakeland Linder, and they will be generating enough electricity, if I understand correctly, to supply the airport grounds, the buildings and everything, right there on the grounds. It's very green.
So we are thinking green. We're benefiting the community, and I think, like you said, it'll be enough to support the airport and then sell some back to the city. So the airport ends up paying for itself and then actually making money, as it will as the airline traffic improves. And we don't want to get too far on the airline. That's important, but general aviation is where our passion started on this conversation. And it's not just people flying airplanes, but it's people involved with all aspects. If you're a young person and you're out there and you live in the Lakeland or Winter Haven area and you like to drive out to the Sun and Fun Complex, the facility, Central Florida Aerospace Academy, is right there. It's a tremendous building to look at. And, of course, by all means, go into the Sun and Fun or the Florida Museum.
Florida Aviation Museum.
Florida Aviation Museum. And I think John Burton is now the president of that.
He is. And, you know, there's a great heritage here for this. And just on the personal side, my mom's a New Englander. My dad's a Floridian.
Right.
He grew up in St. Pete watching the airplanes for World War II training. He got his first flight in an air coupe when he was about 10 years old.
Wow.
And he went on to fly 747 for Pan Am from the left seat. You know, I did my flight training here. It's a great place to be. Whether you're in it to fly, whether you're in it to do restoration, like the guys over at Fantasy of Flight, who, I mean, they're just restoring one-of-a-kind machines over there. I got to stitch fabric onto a de Havilland DH-4 once, an old mail plane. If you just want to be an administrator like Gene Conrad at Lakeland Lender, who really has every opportunity to go out and change the world, and he's doing it.
Right.
This is a terrific place to be. And if you want to take those skills anyplace else in the world, they're transferable.
You know, it's almost like you have a passion for Central Florida and for aviation, and you're their local salesman.
That's kind of weird, isn't it, Obie? But yeah, that's my thing. I'm an advocate.
It's kind of like an elected official to talk about aviation. We've been talking with Jamie Beckett, who is the councilman for Winter Haven Community and Airport, and he is certainly an ambassador for aviation in Central Florida. Jamie, it's been nice talking with you. Glad you could make it today.
Thank you so much, Obie. I really enjoyed it.
And this is Obie Young for Managing Safety. Y'all have a good day. Blue skies and tailwinds to everybody.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.